This is the Pocket Docs podcast. I'm Natalie Kestacher. Whether it's the local Olympic pool, the backyard variety, or a billabong in the bush, pools are part of the Australian cultural landscape, and we've taken them to the city of water, Venice. The Australian Pavilion at this year's Venice Architecture Biennale is all about the pool. And to go along with that celebration, we've gathered stories from Australian writers, Olympians and designers about their memories. Here's musician and songwriter Paul Kelly.
We always used to go to Norwood Pool in Adelaide after Mass every Sunday. It was something to look forward to every week. And we still sometimes have family get-togethers. We might say, let's meet at Param Pool. I'll pick up some pastries and, you know, or some bread and cheese, and you bring a little picnic. And those who want to bust out a few laps can do that. And some of the more leisurely among us will just happily catch up and sit on the lawn. We all learnt to swim at a young age, and our father taught most of us to swim. I was a middle child, I guess, number 5 out of 8, so I can vividly remember the older brothers and sisters who'd already learnt to swim up at the deep end. And it looked like a really fun place to be, jumping off the diving board, doing bombs, swimming around with the deep bottom underneath you and not being afraid. So deeper water was that thing I wanted to get to as a child, learning to swim. But as you move through life, it seems to be a series of steps into deeper and deeper water. What comes along in life are the things that we don't know, the things that everyone goes through, but they're not known until you do it yourself. Whether the loss of a parent, birth of a child, the beginning of love, or the end of love, all those things, you don't know them till they happen to you. So it's all deep water when you get there. The bigger risk is standing at the edge of the water and not going in. I travel a lot for work, and I tend to always look for the water when I get to a new city, whether it's the river or the sea or a swimming pool. And over the years, various band members have liked swimming too. So it just became a habit. We would always try and look for a pool. It's really good to get exercise on tour, because if you don't make an effort, you can go, you know, for weeks without really doing much exercise except what you do on stage, which is actually not bad. Singing's pretty good exercise if you get into it. But swimming clears the mind. Swimming is quite boring, swimming in pools. If you do laps, I usually do 1,500, which is 30 laps of a 50-metre pool, quite slowly. It takes me about 40 minutes. I used to be a little bit quicker. And I try and think about things in the pool, but I don't really. I just end up counting laps, counting strokes. It's sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then get to the end and go back again. I mean, the first 10 laps of those 30 laps are just, they're so boring, and you think, oh, so far till I get to finish. And then at some point it gets good, and then you just sort of keep counting. And then sometimes thoughts come and thoughts go. I think that's a bit like meditation's supposed to be too, isn't it? You're supposed to watch your thoughts come and then watch your thoughts go. That's sort of what happens. I guess it is some kind of form of meditation.
Paul Kelly. And that story was produced by Kate Montague with sound engineer Martin Peralta in association with the exhibition The Pool from Eileen Sage Architects. And if you'd like to hear Anna Funder, Hetty Perkins and loads of other prominent Australians talking about The Pool, then head to the Pocket Docs website.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.